Oh, okay. Hey, it's Chris Johnson, and I've had some trouble on the job recently. Still doing the two jobs. We're still doing that. Still radio station in the morning, office store at night. A radio station's a professional job. I'm a full-time employee. Office job? Not so much. Part-time employee, which means I work with a lot of part-time workers, which means I work with a lot of kids. There's not that many 34-year-olds that work at the office store. I'm kind of in no man's land in terms of age there. They just hired a new crop of workers at the office store. A couple 17-year-olds. One of them, things are getting a little fucking weird. Let's just say that. I don't talk to her too much. I say hello. But I just haven't talked to her all that much. Nothing has really come up. I don't spend a lot of time there with her. So the other day, she came up to me. I have long hair. I fucking love it. I fucking love my long hair. And she looks at it and she's like, "Hey." I'm like, "Yeah? Is your hair naturally curly?" I'm thinking to myself, is my hair naturally curly? Dude, it's fucking 9 a.m. on a fucking Saturday. I've been here since 6, moving pallets around in the back. I'm sweating my balls off. I'm a disgusting fucking mess. You really think I stopped and put the curlers in before I rolled into work this morning? Didn't say that. Just said, yeah, it's naturally curly. How about that? Crazy, huh? And she's like, ooh, it's pretty. Okay. I have a difficult time taking compliments under the best circumstances. It's called, I have anxiety, and I'm a neurotic fuck. So even if an individual came up to me around my age range, or in a situation that wasn't fucking weird, and gave me a compliment, I'd be pretty fucking weirded out by it. If the compliment's not good job, or I'm not getting a thank you, I don't know how to fucking handle it. Thanks, Mom and Dad. You fucked me up. I handled that situation the way I handle most situations I don't want to be in. I just got the fuck out of there. I said thanks, and I just fucking bailed. I thought, all right, that's a little weird, but maybe she just liked my fucking hair. That's the end of that fucking story. A couple days later, I'm coming in and she's leaving. And she looks at me and she says, Hey, I've got a question for you. Oh, fuck. And I said, a question for me? Like, what the fuck could you possibly have to ask me? You got another hair question? You want to ask me about my shampoo? I use lady shampoo. Yes, I do. Herbal Essence. I make my hair smell like pomegranate, coconut, tea, and whatever else they throw in there. I don't give a shit. I could use, like, men's shampoo, but men are pussies. They don't know what the fuck they're doing. The lady shit is where it's at. Not another hair question, though. She says, do you go to the gym around the corner? And I do go to the gym around the corner. How the fuck do you know I go to the gym around the corner? I've never seen you there. I tell her, yes. Yes, I do go to that gym. And she says, okay. I thought I saw you there. What the fuck is going on here? First of all, let's be fucking clear. You thought you saw me there? We work together, and I have long fucking hair. I'm not exactly difficult to pick out. And I said, yeah. Yeah, it was probably me. Fast forward a couple days. I'm at the gym. Now I'm fucked up going to the goddamn gym because I don't know who the fuck is watching me there. I'm at one of the machines, you know, I got my headphones on, I got my fucking prick look on. Some guy I've never seen before, some little fucking nerd with glasses, dude. He's like, hey man, are you Chris? I'm like, who the fuck are you? I nod. He's like, do you know... insert name here. Let's call her. What are we going to call her? Let's call her Easy T. You know Easy T? I'm like, yeah, I do. We work together. And he's like, oh, okay. I'm her boyfriend. Are you fucking shitting me, son? What the fuck? All right. The hair thing is weird. Recognizing me at the gym and then telling me about it days later is weird. Your fucking boyfriend is walking up to me now and telling me who the fuck, like announcing himself, like I'm some kind of a fucking competitor? Bro, I don't want any of your fucking Kool-Aid. I'm 34 fucking years old. Jesus, she had to have said something to him, right? What the fuck? What the fuck could she possibly have said to this fucking guy to make him so goddamn nervous that he walks up to a fucking stranger at the fucking gym and confronts him about this? It wasn't like a crazy confrontation. It was kind of meek and nervous. And it was like, hey, buddy. What's going on? I'm T's boyfriend. And like I didn't think anything of it. Like, I wasn't fucking scared. But, like, Jesus, I just don't know what's happening. Like, I can't talk to her now. What the fuck am I going to say? I know you're going home and saying shit to your boyfriend about me, and we've never fucking talked. I don't know what to do. I've seen her a couple times since. You know what I've said? Not a goddamn thing. Staying the fuck away. Stay clear of that fucking situation. I'm getting some Twitter followers. So, thanks, I guess. @JohnsonHatesYou.